Psalm 30, Preface. Our God is a true Father over all that are called children in heaven and earth. But He is also a jealous God who will not leave sin unpunished. When His children sin, God rises up early to chasten them that they may not continue in sin and be condemned with the world. God's reckoning with the impenitent is often postponed, so that they seem to be exempt from punishment. But He keeps account with them until their measure of sin is full, for He is a righteous God and a consuming fire against the wicked. But over His beloved children, His anger endures but for a moment, and soon He has mercy upon them with everlasting kindness. Show all patience, ye afflicted Christians, for soon your sorrow shall be turned into joy. And what a brooklet is in comparison to the mighty ocean, what a mite is towards the riches of Peru, such are the Christians' sufferings of this present time in comparison to the glory which shall be revealed in Him. A fervent thanksgiving for divine help is contained in the 30th Psalm. Thanksgiving for God's goodness in afflictions. A psalm and song at the dedication of the house of David. I will extol Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by Thy favor Thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide Thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to Thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise Thee? Shall it declare Thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be Thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. Summary. Here David returns heartfelt thanks to God for delivering his soul in great distress from doubt, despondency, melancholy, fear of death, and other poisonous and fiery darts of Satan. And he breaks forth into joyous singing of praise unto the Lord, because his anger lasts but for a moment, passing over in a night, and because he has no pleasure in our death or in our wearing of sackcloth and mourning, but delights in seeing us girded with gladness and singing with joy. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Rejoice thou in God, even in the day of sorrow, for He is the health of thy countenance and thy God. Prayer. Thanks be unto Thee, our Father in heaven, for the countless blessings which Thou hast bestowed on us from our childhood days, and because Thou hast so often been our helper in spiritual and bodily need. As in the past, be Thou with us in the future, to give us a joyous heart, to uphold us in trials, to strengthen us in temptations, and to comfort us by Thy Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.